Back to the book beat. I want to introduce you to a young man I've had the pleasure of meeting through email, through a service that he provides, the African American Literary Book Club, a web page started by Mr. Troy Johnson. Hi, Troy.
How are you, Lee?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great. It's certainly a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, same here. Same here. As I said, we've been talking through email, and I was, I just happened to wander onto your web page not too long ago, which is completely in love with it.
Okay.
Troy, let me give folks some idea of the webpage address. It's called the African American Literary Book Club, AALBC.com.
That's right.
All right. What was the thinking behind putting together that webpage, Troy?
Well, I'll tell you, Lee. Initially, I wanted to basically sell books, simply sell books online. But very quickly, I discovered that there was a need, really, I learned this from the authors primarily, to help promote their books.
Yeah.
And also from the reader side, people were interested in learning what's available. And the website has quickly transitioned from simply a book site to a site where people can come and learn about new and aspiring authors or even well-established and our classic African-American authors.
Mm-hmm.
And budding authors can get their book out, make it more available to the public. Established authors, again, can make their books more widely available. One of the things that I've learned is that in order to really make a book available, someone once said, all you need is an author and a seller. And what I'm finding with the help of the internet is that we can, again, make books more widely available to more people more quickly.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I was totally impressed by the service when I came across it, and I just said I got to get in touch with this guy. Just for another reason, just let him know that as an author, I'm just grateful that you would even would consider doing something like that.
Well, actually, I'm grateful as a reader. Honestly, I finished a book about 2 days ago, and another one of the members finished it roughly a day or two before that. And we were both extremely happy with the book. It was exciting. It was riveting. And the internet, through this website, has allowed me to discover a brand new author, and we're waiting for the next Lincoln Keller mystery.
Well,
that is a fact.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that support, wholeheartedly. What is it that you want folks to know about this site? Because I've talked about it with everybody who has access to an internet. But what do you want them to know about the site? New authors. What do you want them to know?
First, I'd like to thank you for making it, spreading the word. But what we like to do, most of the people who come to the site don't realize it is a relatively new site.
Mm-hmm.
It's been at AALBC.com for less than 2.5 months. The site did exist off a personal website that I had for about 2 months before that. So when someone comes to the site, they see quite a bit there and they're readily impressed. But what we would like to do and what we're working to do now is establishing, if you will, an online community of individuals who enjoy reading and learning about African-American literature.
Mm-hmm.
And you can participate in the website in any number of ways. For example, July 1st, we're starting our first, almost not a traditional book reading club or reading circle, but one that's completely online.
Mm-hmm.
So we're spending the next 3 weeks just getting the word out and letting folks know that this online or virtual reading group is available. There'll be an ongoing discussion, and then once a month there'll be real-time online chat sessions. Other things that we do is we try to promote the work of aspiring poets. There's something on the website called the virtual poetry reading.
Mm-hmm.
Poets can submit works, and they'll get their photographs and samples of their poems for individuals to read. And then there's a special section where there's, again, photographs of the poets. You simply collect the poet's photographs, and you'll hear them actually read a poem.
Great.
And in that section, there's several poems, and there's a whole number of things that we do. We review books. In fact, yours just was recently reviewed. I emailed that to you. Hopefully you got a chance to see that.
Oh, I'll see it.
We have a pretty interesting online discussion, general discussion group that's led by someone named Thumper, and he's a voracious reader, and he's very opinionated, and there's a lot of very interesting discourse on that discussion group. In addition, there are things like crossword puzzles. I want to say it's probably one of the best. I have some music in the background.
We're starting to fade out, so don't, you know, that's okay.
Okay. There's what we call, there's crossword puzzles, and I like to think of it as one of the best Afrocentric crossword puzzles available. There's also opportunities for people to contribute and get anything they want related to African-American literature on the website in any number of ways.
Great.
There's a bi-monthly newsletter that goes out to introduce new authors to the mailing list. There's a whole variety of things that's going on.
Well, you know what I want to do, Troy?
What's that?
I want to check in. I want to check in with you once a month.
Okay.
And I'll find out what's going on with AALBC so we can spend more time talking about it, because I just love the service, my man.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll email you some information, and then we'll set up another time.
All right, greatly.
Okay.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye, Troy. Thank you all for tuning in to the Book Beat. We do this every Monday from 4 to 5 here on WPON, the best talk in town. This is Lee Meadows saying, readers are the silent majority.